The healthcare detective, Frank Lally, has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He joins us as often as he can. Yay. Hi, Frank. How are you?
I have a cold, Jill, and my wife says I'm cranky.
Okay, I understand. It rhymes with Frank.
She's the best witness, so you got to go with her.
Oh, well, historically, I think that is the right thing to do anyway. But, I love cranky people.
Well, I'm cranky.
All right.
And I'm cranky. I'll tell you why I'm cranky.
Why are you cranky?
First of all, I'm going to give you a big shout out first to ProPublica. That's that media group.
Yeah.
And the Lown Institute. So today, because they helped me a lot on this, today I want to talk about the great eye drop ripoff. So if you love greedy capitalism and unregulated big pharma.
Oh, my two favorites, monopolies. Yeah.
Pull up a chair, because we're going to love this baby. The eye drop ripoff is forcing you and I and every one of our listeners to pay through the nose for wasted medicine. And some unfortunate people among us could literally be getting robbed blind. So let me ask you a question, Joe. I mean, you take eye drops from time to time, right?
Not that often.
Not that often. But when you do, does any of it sort of spill down your cheek?
All of it.
All of it.
I'm the worst. I'm lucky that I don't have to wear contacts because I can't stick things in my eyes anyway.
So. Right. Well, it happens to me all the time, obviously. So, and I've always blamed myself. Now,
of course,
I didn't hold the crop. I didn't hold that dropper correctly, or I blinked, and everything washes out. I didn't keep my head tilted back long enough, so all the stuff gets absorbed in the eye. I mean, I always thought something wrong with me here. Well, guess what? The wasted drops aren't our fault.
You're kidding.
No. The eye drop makers are playing us for suckers. The drops are rolling down our cheeks on purpose. That wasted medicine is part of the eye drop industry's profit plan, bigly. The industry makes, catch this, $3.4 billion a year on the wasted drops. Not the drops you actually use, the drops that go down your cheek and are wasted.
Really?
All of our friends. Yeah, go ahead.
What you just said, I always thought that what I would have said is I'm just obviously the most incompetent eye drop putter inner in the history of the universe, because that's why I don't use eye drops. You put your head back. The instructions are always so, you've got to be kidding. They remind me sometimes of veterinary instructions. Like,
Of course, you're gonna. Yeah, even if you're a yoga master, it's gonna go down your cheeks, and to all of our friends, I mean, it's Alcon, Pfizer, Allergan, Novartis, all of them make dispensers that deposit a single drop that is 2 to 3 times larger than the human eye can absorb. The eye can hold 7 microliters. Every dispenser on the market delivers 25 to 56 microliters, okay? The eye holds 7. They deliver 25 to 56 microliters. It's like pouring water into a glass that's full.
So if it's that big, then presumably the stuff that we think we're wasted, because it's almost double it. Because what do you do when you miss?
Well, you pay.
But not only do you pay, you do it again. At least I do.
Well, it's wasted tears for you. It's big profits for pharma. It's part of the deal. The makers are forcing you to waste at least half of the eye medicine you buy. Therefore, you pay them twice as much as you should. It's a business plan. Now, this would be an outrage if we just found out about it, right? But the fact is, the industry has known for a quarter of a century that it can make dispensers that don't waste a drop, not a driplet. But obviously, all of the companies refuse to do that. Way back in the early 90s, customers complained about itching, burning, tasting excess fluid. We've all had, you know, that experience. So Alcon's lab, this is Alcon, the lab created the Micro Drop dispenser. The Micro delivered exactly what the eye could absorb. And it was just as safe, just as effective. And guess what? The test customers loved it. So what could possibly be wrong with helping your own customers? Just this. It got shot down by common business logic. Profits over people. Alcon's top brass killed a project on this theory. If we sell products that don't waste half the bottle, people will buy half as many bottles, right? It's logic.
Yeah.
Plus, if we raise our prices, competitors will say their stuff is much cheaper and they'll outsell us. So to this day, repeated studies show micro dispensers are as safe and effective as the super-sized junk that all of the eye drop makers sell to us today. So, look, wasting Visine, you know, for dry eyes, I mean, that's one thing. It's a couple of bucks here. It's a couple of bucks there. But waste is a critical issue with the 3 million Americans with glaucoma, a leading cause of blindness. As careful as they are, many complain that some of the medicine rolls down their cheeks, and too often they run out of the precious fluid before the end of the month, and they can refill for a new supply. Which, by the way, a monthly supply of glaucoma medicine, that costs around $300 a month. So some patients go for days without medicine and without the insurance that pays for it if they run out. So, look, these people are risking going blind before their time because the dispensers are just don't deliver the right amount of medicine and cause people to waste too much.
This is the sort of thing that just makes me want to literally stick pins in my eyes. What can someone do?
No, don't do that. Don't do
knitting
that.
Needles?
No,
this is like
no, don't do that. Don't do that.
All right, but what?
But you could. But you have every right to say, hey, hold on a second. Where's regulation here? Why isn't the FDA doing something about this? The fact is, under our underregulated health system, you know, Trump keeps talking about regulation. Well, in the health system, it's underregulated. The FDA has no jurisdiction over the cost or the waste of medicine. The FDA, by law, can only focus on the safety and effectiveness of a medicine, not its price, and not its built-in waste of money. So
by law,
we're kind of stuck. By law.
That's fascinating because just in passing, someone who worked at a hospital, we were talking about something, and he was actually talking. He's European. He's moved back to Europe, and his son went to a clinic because if you come with stomach pain here, you always look for appendicitis, blah blah blah. He went to a clinic in X, and they looked and. He did not have appendicitis, but his bill was $17.
$17.
Yeah, $17 straight up. Yeah. And
that's parking here.
And that exactly. And he said, but the thing is, you can never do anything about that. And he said, where people don't even they're so unaware. He's an anesthesiologist. He said they are so unaware of the waste. You know, perfectly good. Something is opened. You use one of it. You have to throw it away. That's the regulation.
Well, you know, we're spending about $3 trillion, right, on healthcare, you know, 16, 18% of the economy. Roughly a third, I mean, at least $800 billion a year is being wasted. And here's an example of built-in waste in the industry, and the FDA has no power to step in and do anything about it. I know of no effective legislation down on Wall Street, D.C. to do anything about it. Wall Street loves it because it, you know, boosts the profits of these companies.
Reliably,
it would be bad news if they crack down on these guys
and lobby
Alcon and Allergen.
And lobby wise, it must be
money.
You
oh
know,
my God, big pharma has all the money in the world. They control votes. So what do you do? We're stuck with these big dispensers that squirt stuff into our eye. What can you do to waste as little as possible? So I checked with a noted eye doctor, Eric's YFAC in New York City, and here's what he says to do. Now follow this carefully. You tilt your head way back, right? So you're looking at the ceiling. You tilt your head way back, and you put the drop squarely in your eye. Then close your lid gently like you're going to sleep. Don't squeeze your lid. Gently, gently close your lid. At the same time, put your finger against your nose at the corner of your eye to hold in as much liquid as possible. Don't press hard. Just put your finger next to your nose at the corner of your eye. That'll help to hold in the liquid. And here's the hard part, actually. Stay that way for one full minute. So how long is a minute? You can't look at your watch because you're looking at the ceiling. You can't blink. Stay as long as you can sing the happy birthday song to yourself nice and slowly 4 times, right? You just sing that song in your mind. It'll drive you crazy. Sing it 4 times, and that's your minute. And at least you'll have as much liquid as possible on your eye, being absorbed by your eye, and you'll get the full dose. Now, some will still drip down your face, but you'll have gotten a full dose.
Okay.
Okay. That's what you do.
All right.
And I don't have, I wish I had more advice for you than that, but this is now a built-in systemic part of the eye drop business. They're ripping you off on purpose. Don't feel guilty when that stuff
rolls down your face.
And follow Dr. YFAC's advice and tilt your head way back and hold that liquid in there for a full minute to at least get the full benefit of the medicine you're paying twice as much for as you should.
And have you tried it?
Oh, the drop in the eye?
Yeah.
I have.
Any luck?
It works.
Okay.
And you have to know that you shouldn't be frustrated. You shouldn't expect that every bit of it is going to be in the eye, that you won't have any spillage whatsoever. You will have spillage because the dispenser is giving you too much liquid. You're pouring water into a full glass, so some will spill out. But you don't. If you squeeze hard right away or blink, I mean, it's very hard. It's difficult not to blink. And if you blink hard, you can actually wash it all away. You waste it all. So just be patient about it. Understand that it's built in, so there will be some dripping down your face. You can curse the companies for that. But if you hang in there with a gently closed lid and you keep your head tilted back, you wait that full minute, at least you got the medicine you paid double for.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective.
America's great, isn't it? You get the medicine you paid double for, and you're thankful. Down your face.
And you think it's your fault. But that's
and no longer think it's your fault, guys. No longer think it's your fault.
Well,
it's
you
our
know,
good friends at the eye drop, at the eye drop companies, who are ripping us off.
You should keep detecting. Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. And look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online in stores.